The first Trump administration promised to end the HIV epidemic. Now, federal funding cuts are gutting HIV prevention programs. I'm Zach Dyer, and this is your KFF Health News Minute. Southern states could feel the cuts the most. Almost all money for HIV prevention in many of those states comes from the federal government. Daniel Edney leads the Mississippi Health Department.
We're not flush, so having the rug pulled out from under us at federal level is really scary.
Half of the country's new HIV infections happen in the South. Even in states where abortion is legal, financial pressures have some clinics closing their doors. Providers hope telehealth can fill the gap. Patients can get a prescription for medications to end a pregnancy after a video visit. Dr. Sarah Wallet says it can be much more convenient.
In telehealth, I can have an appointment in my car during lunch.
But even if patients have internet access, virtual care can't fully replace in-person services. There's more at kffhealthnews.org.